So I'm now joined in the studio by Jethro Sheeran, a.k.a. Lone Star. Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for coming into the studio. I know you had quite far to come, didn't you?
Yeah, I came from Bristol this morning, so a bit of traffic. But yeah, no, it wasn't too bad.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad you're here. So you're here today to talk about one of your singles that's come from Tropical House Cruises to Jamaica, which is an album that got to number one in America on the reggae album charts. And it stayed there 4 weeks as number one and then 17 weeks in the chart in total.
Yeah, that's the official Billboard number one. So it's the biggest chart in America. Number one for 4 weeks and then almost 4 months. Five months we were in the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's Outlaw and it's on the Tropical House Cruises Jamaica. It's a compilation album with loads of artists, amazing reggae royalty like Damian Marley, Bob Marley's son, Sean Kingston, Sean Paul, Stephen Marley, Ed Sheeran, myself and Wycliffe, amongst others.
Nice. There's some big names on there.
So some huge names. It's a great collaboration and it's a really, really good album. I'm real proud of it. So I produced three songs on there and one of them's Outlaw.
Cool. And it's kind of more of a sort of a pop reggae focused album and you're kind of more normally sort of hip hop rap. What made you want to get into this kind of album?
Purely because I'm a massive fan of reggae. Damian Marley's one of my favourite artists, and when I had the opportunity to work on this album, I submitted three songs, and I mean, this Outlaw has a skank and it's got kind of a reggae vibe. I work with a reggae artist contractor who's my business partner in Jamaica, so he's kind of brainchild of this album. And yeah, it just kind of it's reggae, but it's tropical house. It's more kind of it's dance halls, reggae, is hip hop, and calypso. So it's kind of a fusion of all kind of genres that is in the bracket of urban, I guess.
Yeah, sounds good. I've heard a few tracks off it. I'm really liking it. Really liking it. It's good.
Thanks, man.
And your one of the lead singles is Outlaw, which is you've recently released in the UK. How's the reception been so far with that track?
It's been amazing. I mean, it went to number one on Radio Spins in America, all over the country. Which was fantastic. It's had such great reviews in the States. So we thought, you know, it's time to kind of bring it out in Europe. And it's on pre-order on Monday here. And yeah, we're just doing a little radio campaign to get this single kind of awareness around it, really, featuring Contractor and Tim Starr, who's from Trinidad, a very, very cool artist that I worked with when I was living out there.
Oh, nice. You lived out there? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was out there for a year. Well, I've been there for like many years. My daughter's mother's from Trinidad, so yeah, I spent a lot of time, and I met Tim Starr out there, and he was a featured artist on it, and Contractor's another featured artist on this track. Yeah,
yeah, sounds good. So talking of family, of course you've got two other tracks that you mentioned that you've produced is Real Life and Raise Them Up, which features your cousin Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
How does it feel like to be able to like make music with a family member?
It's amazing. Me and Ed have always made music since such a young age, so we've been kind of working together literally for god 20 years almost. Oh. Yeah, since he was very young.
Is there any tracks that you made when you were younger that you look back on and think, oh, that was a bit cringy, wasn't it?
Yeah. A lot. I've still got some tracks actually I've listened to the other day actually on my my groove box that we kind of produced a beat to, and I've got the recording from it. So we made a beat together. It's just terrible, all out of time, and like, I was trying to rap about all sorts of stuff. I had no idea what I was talking about, and he was singing something that all out of tune. It was hilarious. But some early stuff he's put out on his label, Gingerbread Records, is called Move On, one of them. And I've got one called All Falls Down, which will be coming out on the next album.
Okay, cool. Sounds
featuring
good.
Ed. But yeah, no, it's a great experience. We recorded at the Dairy in Brixton. Raised Them Up, particularly. We've done a new remix on that, so we're looking to put that out this summer, featuring Honourable, which is a really cool, really cool track.
Sounds good. Exciting stuff coming up.
Yeah.
So when you like you've produced stuff obviously ever since you were younger with Ed, how does it now feel that it's like out in the public and people are actually listening to it and buying your stuff and buying his stuff? Like, is it still surreal to you, or have you kind of got used to the
idea? I've kind of got used to it now. I mean, Ed's such a big artist, he's such a big star, you know, probably the highest selling recording artist in the world. Just seeing his progress come from the studio, I brought him to his very, very first studio in Limehouse in London for the first time with an engineer called Julian Simmons, and recorded his vocals for the first time. And just seeing coming from that and then seeing him personally at Wembley Stadium selling out 3 days in a row, 90,000 people, just seeing where he's come from, it really does show that dreams do come true.
Definitely. And did he get influence from you, like, in the music?
Of course, yeah. Most of his rap influence, because when we were younger, he was more kind of into the singer-songwriter kind of style of music. He had a guitar and would be influenced by Bob Dylan and, you know, singer-songwriters. Where I was from Bristol, I had this kind of trip-hop, hip-hop kind of influence, multi-fusion of reggae, hip-hop and urban kind of music. So when we worked together, we thought, how can we do this? So I just programmed the drums. He would lay down a folk kind of guitar thing. I would rap and he would sing, which ultimately, excuse me, was his first EP. When you see him rapping, that's my lyrics. Like when he was on SBTV and Example Swarm and took him on tour for the first time, that was all my lyrics. And, you know, I kind of introduced him to rap music, which he took and ran with and kind of created his own style.
Nice. So it's kind of a mashup of genres, which I think actually work really well at the moment in the music industry when you get like two different backgrounds put
absolutely
together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Ed was just, he just took it to a different level, I think, because he was rapping, singing, beatboxing. He had a guitar loop pedal, playing guitar. So it's just like there was, everything was just independent. It was all him. So that was kind of, his live show was amazing.
Yeah, and he was so young as well. I saw him at V Festival once actually doing all that. And I was just in awe of how he can do so many different things at once and make all these different sounds on one person. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's literally because we didn't have a band at the time and we didn't want one. And I programmed the drums on MPC and he'd do the rest on his guitars, but he would harmonise his vocals and stuff so we didn't have to get, you know, backing singers and stuff like that. It was just, it was budget, really.
Yeah, it works. It
and it works. And he just ran with it and took it in. It was, it's amazing. So, but I kind of kept in the hip-hop genre and things like that, and he went off and did his thing, singer-songwriter, you know, with guitar. It's much more popular kind of style of music, so he's kind of blown and done his thing.
Yeah, cool. Sounds good. But you're doing your thing at the moment as well. And you've got your, as we say, we've got your single, which is currently on our Phoenix FM A-list, but we're going to play it now. Do you just want to introduce it for us?
Yes. This is Jeffro Lone Star Sheeran featuring Contractor and Tim Star. This track is on the Tropical House Cruisers Jamaica Billboard number one album, Outlaw.
Yeah, you don't know, you know. Anyway, in the world, you have people who just fight you for no reason. Yeah, well, don't try that with us, you know. Because we will get charged for treason. Yeah, man. It's on a bird hunting season. Contractor and a Lone Star. What them say? Come on! Come on!
From the trap, struggling, juggling life, trying to survive, shaking the dice, trying to get it right. Rap race, even if you win, you're still a rap basket case. I can't go back, pulling me back, attack with my fist, pumping high in the sky. Freedom, bleeding honor and loyalty, politics, they sick, systems are suffering. They're lying, they must have been cheating us, what we put our trust in. The ceiling creeping and I'm moving in the shadows. They're trying to control, now we're ready to blow. We see them creeping and I'm moving in the shadows. They're trying to control, now we're ready to blow.
This is the life, turntables and the mic. Outlaw, the violent type on the run like broken pipes. You call it pipes, then plumbers to hold it right. Plus my lawyer chicks tight and pull strings like holding kites. You sing bolts in the nights when the cops, they flash your lights. Cause you know you're dead wrong when they try to read your rights. In my pocket, cheap gum, few bucks, I'm plus rolling paper and some. Be living the high life.
Roll out clean, extra clips. So when the war pop off, I'm have to dip. Me punch one in the ear, boy, that's the skip. This a black star line and I left my ship. Me owe taxes, woman gone. All me left with is four kids, a farm. And my blood, my tears, and my sweaty palm. Me use the microphone and me rock the lawn.
Government decoy deception. The justice system lets us down. Government decoy deception. The justice system lets us down. So wrong, so wrong, so wrong.
The people's choice ain't the government's voice. Listen to your people, we're not sheeple.
I'm an outlaw.
Me punch one in the ear, boy, that's the skip. This a black star line and I left my ship. Me owe taxes, woman gone. All me left with is four kids, a farm. And my blood, my tears, and my sweaty palm. Me use the microphone and me rock the lawn.
I'm an outlaw, outlaw. They're running me down. I'm an outlaw. I'm never going down. I'm an outlaw.
Lone Star Outlaw playing here on Phoenix FM, and he still joins us in the studio now. How does it feel to hear that on radio?
Amazing, especially on Phoenix FM. Thanks for supporting the record, you and Michelle. It's been an honour, and I'm really proud of this song.
You should be. It's a really good track. Really like listening to it. And you just mentioned during the track that you're actually up for a Grammy. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the album, Tropical House Cruises Jamaica, we've just been told that we're up for a Grammy nomination for Best Reggae Album alongside Sting, Shaggy and Ziggy Marley. So that's an amazing achievement.
Oh,
I'm real proud of all the team that's supported us, which is DJ Grid USA, Digital Radio Tracker and Contractor Music Group, and all the artists involved, Damian Marley, Sean Kingston, Sean Paul, Chronix, Stephen Marley, and all the rest.
Nice. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Sounds like a good album, Mark. Yeah. It's definitely Grammy worthy.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you no very problem. Much.
So as well as all them artists you've mentioned, you've also been working with Girls Aloud member Sarah Harding recently, haven't you?
A while ago. We did a cover of Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper.
Love that song.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite songs ever. So I produced a kind of chill step version of it with a producer called Roy Merchant, and I had a singer called Blaze who came in and vocaled it, which was just amazing. And then Sarah heard it and wanted to do her spinning version on it, so we had her down at the studio and recorded it with her.
Nice.
Which was cool, yeah.
And is that planned to be released sometime this year, is that right?
We're not sure about that record because it was released with Blaze on it. Okay. This was kind of going to be a single release for her, and she went to the Big Brother house and kind of went in onto a different avenue. I was quite interested in her kind of spiritual artistry, and she really wanted to make music, but then went back in the house and kind of ventured off into other avenues and stuff. But it's always there if she wants to come back and kind of put it out. But as it stands, it's on an album of mine called Cornerstone, and I think Blaze just sounds amazing on it, and it'd be hard to beat that.
Yeah, definitely. And is it true that you met Sarah during Jason Vowell's Juicy Oasis?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Jason Vowell's a good friend of mine. Nice. I went out there for 2 weeks on a juice detox with Beverly Knight, JB for JLS and Katie Piper and a whole bunch of people. And we all went out there and just for the first week, which was quite a shock because when we arrived there, he said, there's no food here at all. I thought we'd have a meal a day or something, but it was literally just freshly squeezed organic vegetable juice, fruit and vegetable juice. So, we had 12 days of that, and I met Sarah there,
It's hard, isn't it? I've done, me and my mum did the juice challenge, £7 in 7 days.
Yeah.
And, not eating is really difficult, isn't
it?
And
did you complete it?
Yeah, I did. And I lost £7, actually, so it does work. It's really
I lost
good.
£12, wow. But it was actually over 7 days, actually. I think I did 10 days. I lost £12, but I was starving. When you actually ate again,
it feels like, oh my gosh, food. Like, it's weird to chew, isn't it?
It really is weird. And do you know what? It's just, the thing is, I didn't really feel like I wanted like fish and chips or pie and potatoes or whatever. I just dreamt of like broccoli and
it's surprising, isn't it?
Chicken salad with olive oil and stuff.
Carrot, you're like, oh my gosh, this carrot is so good.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really good, and I think it's really good. I try and do it 4 times a year, the seven days. And I love his retreats, Jason Vowell. I think he's just an amazing character, amazing person, and real good friend of mine. Yeah. And I support him 100%. I love his books. And I recommend that to anyone. So he's got Juicy Mountain in Turkey and Juicy Retreat, I think, in Portugal.
I'd love to go to one of them. They sound
amazing.
Oh, you
have to go. It's amazing. I've been 4 or 5 times now. Yeah, I'll speak to Jason. Jason, if you're listening, shout out Jason Vowell, juicemaster.com. Go check that out.
Yeah.
Nikki wants some discount, so I'll sort you out for that.
That's
Outlaw.
Amazing. So obviously you like to keep yourself healthy then. You said you do it 4 times a year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super healthy every day with, I have super greens and Corella, wheatgrass, barley grass, and all my, super greens and supplements and juice every day. But at the same time, I eat a lot of stuff on the run as well because I'm traveling a lot. It's hard when you're in airports and bus stations or service stations. It's all kind of junk food.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to kind of, you have to either pre-prepare. So I kind of like detox, retox, retox, detox all the time.
Yeah.
I go through stages, little cycles, sugar cycles I go through, and then I just do my juicing. And, but I kind of meet in the middle and try and do my best.
It's funny, I did a smoothie for a week as well, the smoothie one.
How did you?
And I was quite good. When I did the £7 in 7 days, I was like, ate quite healthy afterwards.
Yeah.
With the smoothie one, for some reason, I just went back to all the rubbish straight away.
I know, it's crazy,
I was like,
well,
that was pointless.
Did you do that at home then, the £7? Yeah,
yeah.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a case of, yeah, having all the right fruit and veg in and just we've got a blender and juicer and whatnot, which is messy to clear up afterwards, but it's definitely worth it, definitely worth it.
The thing is, in his retreats, it's such a luxury kind of environment to be in, and you get handed your juices at the right time every day, and you're kind of like taken out, you go through all your yoga and exercises and meditation in the morning, and it's just like there's no advertising of anything really, there's no food, and you kind of like just, you know, get on with it.
Yeah.
And the only thing is, I was by the pool which they were actually, and I was going, this is amazing, such a beautiful place, but there's something wrong. And I go, oh yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
You feel like you're on holiday, but you just don't have...
Yeah, you can't have them cocktails.
Things like that. So it felt weird, but I had more energy than I'd ever had in my life at the end of, you know, after the third day, you're detoxing from sugar, caffeine, alcohol, saturated fats, things like that. But once that's out of your system and you're running your body on, you know, proper, you know, organic fresh vegetable juice, because he introduces like avocado with all the, you know, the good fats and things like that, and your energy level kind of picks up, and once you kind of detox from all the rubbish, you kind of living and feeling how I mean, you must have felt the same way.
You get
really tired. Did you dip on like a Tuesday if you started on a Saturday and then you
Sorry, that's all right, that's fine. Popular guy.
But yeah, no, it's amazing. I think, yeah, juicing is part of my life. My friend Rebecca, she's got Beets and Roots, which is, I've just a song called Beets and Roots for her, a new juice cafe in Bristol. So I want to shout out Beets and Roots. Yeah, really, really good vegan cafe.
I have to head to Bristol and check that out.
Yeah.
So as well as sort of like physically keeping yourself fit, you kind of like mentally, I've noticed on your social media, you like to post a lot of motivational quotes as
I try and keep as motivated as possible. Fortunately, I had a pneumonia at the beginning of the year. And it was really bad. So it kind of, I couldn't exercise or without triggering a cough, or, you know, my lungs were really kind of scarred from the illness.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to perform on stage without coughing in the middle of a set, especially rapping.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So that kind of set me back a bit. You can probably hear now I'm breathing and wheezing a little bit because my lung capacity is quite low. But yeah, I always try and stay positive. I think, yeah, healthy mind, healthy heart and spirit.
Sorry, I can hear it buzzing, and I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know if it's my phone or what.
But yeah, I'm a very positive person, and like, you know, my motto is live hard, love strong.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Definitely. I like the one you put up recently that said, accept the fact that you'll grow apart from people you've had significant relationships with. Understand when someone no longer positively affects your life, let them go. Don't hinder your growth.
Absolutely.
I like that one.
Thank you. Yeah. I believe in that, and it's true, yeah.
Yeah, you think you've got like your best friend or boyfriend or whatever, and you've got these really close people, but it doesn't mean they're going to last forever. And okay if it doesn't. Like,
if it doesn't, yeah. I think the essence of life has changed, so it's going to happen, isn't it? And you come into people's lives for a reason and come out of them for a reason also, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Keep up with them. I like them.
It
encourages your fans as well then, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
They're on there. Yeah.
It shows the power of music as well, because I was saying in my last interview, there was a lady in America that was a fan of mine, and she had listened to a song of mine called Catalyst. That's American Indian flutes, and I think she was like a quarter Apache or something, American Indian. And she'd lost both her sons in the Iraq War, and they both died, unfortunately. And she had decided that her time was up, and she wanted to kill herself, basically commit suicide. But she heard the song Catalyst before she was going to do, you know, commit suicide, and it changed her mind. And to this day, she's alive and we're friends.
Aww.
And it's such a powerful kind of thing for me to show that, you know, music is not about, you know, so much of business and money and fame. You know, all of that is a byproduct, I think. It's a side effect of music. Music's about the spirit, and if you can save a life, which I have, it just means the world to me.
Yeah, that's
and
amazing.
I think, yeah, that's why I always put up these motivational quotes and things like that. So I think it's about helping other people and changing lives for the better. And if you can do that, on a position to do that through music or social media, then that's a great thing.
Do it. Get out there and do it. Mm. Cool. Sounds good. And so you mentioned as well that, as well as like rapping music, you produce it. Do you? Yeah. Is there something like either one that you prefer doing?
I love being in the studio. I'm a bit of a studio nerd, so I love being in there pressing buttons and, you know, making drum loops and recording live instruments and musicians and players and things like that. And I'm very collaborative. I love getting different genres of music together, like opera singer with a rapper and like a rock guitarist on the same track or whatever. So I try all sorts of different things. I find that really exciting.
Yeah.
So I could be in the studio for like 24 hours straight and not sleep and just record with my engineer Roy, and we have such a good time just making music. I think that whole process, which is a very different love for the art, I think when you're on the stage and you get the feedback from the crowd and the energy, that's a different feeling of joy. Like, I love being in the studio, but I also love being on stage performing as well, and definitely writing. I think writing songs and raps and things like that is an expression of thought, and it's just kind of my therapy. It's like air. It's like, get it out of me. I'm just like, yeah.
And have you got any live performances coming up?
Yep, I've got one next weekend in Hastings. It's at the St. Leonard and Hastings Golf Club with Alexander O'Neill and Union J, Escub Free, Ariana, myself. It's going to be a fantastic day, charity day. There's lots of people, celebrities from TV, like from EastEnders, The Bill, and what have you. Not The Bill. Hollyoaks. Yeah, just sweet total play. And various, celebrities from all sorts of genres and stuff like that.
Sounds good. And so, if people want to keep up to date with your social media and music and everything you're doing, how can they do that?
If you go to alonestar.co.uk or just Google Jeffrey Sheeran, my Wikipedia will send you to my website, and then all my social media is on there. But generally, Twitter is alonestar1, facebook.com/alonestar, and Instagram is alonestarsheeran.
Nice. And if people want to pre-order Outlaw, how do they do that?
The pre-order comes out Monday. Go on iTunes or any outlet. And just if you just Google Lone Star Outlaw, you'll see the different outlets that you can purchase it from. Pre-order is for 6 weeks, and then we're giving away a free download when you pre-order it.
Nice.
And you get it slightly cheaper as well.
Cool. Sounds good. So thank you very much for coming in.
Well, it's a pleasure. Today. Thank you so much, Nikki, for having me.
No problem. I hope you have a safe journey home.
Yeah, well, we're staying. Actually, we're going to go down the road to meet someone. And, we're actually going to the Hastings Skull Club tonight. They've asked me to be a patron.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to go and speak about that, which is a real honour.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's exciting. Yeah, I'm really excited for next Saturday. You should come down.
Yeah, I might do. Yeah. If I'm not doing anything else, I'll check my diary.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to end this interview on another track from the album. This is the collaboration you've done, well, one of the collaborations you did with Ed, and this is Real Life.
Cause this is a real life and it will only get harder. Long nights and the days get darker. Death hits like a runaway train, so we just pick ourselves up and then we do it again. In this real life, it will only get harder. Long nights and the days get darker. Death hits like a runaway train, so we just pick ourselves up and then we do it again.
While we're caught up in this life for some better ways and better days, gotta pick myself up. My cousin Ed is on his way. I should be sipping pasties with Matisse in France or in the Bay. With chicks sidestepping the foreplay. All days of struggle, I juggle life is in a muddle. Shallow as a puddle, sip the bottle, water won't hit the throttle. I drink myself a personality out of reality. Dealing with meetings in this fickle industry fallacy. Fantasy, like a galaxy, no gravity. Where's his majesty from galaxy? I'm hearing blasphemy. Drastically could be the last of me. I'm so angry inside, I'm in agony. Sanity rapidly sapping from me. Why can't I see the face? Can I continue in this rat race and still chase the dream state? Get labor raped to work, make music for myself and getting put on the shelf.
This is a real life and it will only get harder. Long nights and the days get darker. Death hits like a runaway train, so we just pick ourselves up and then we do it again. In this real life, it will only get harder. Long nights and the days get darker. It's like a runaway train, so we just pick ourselves up and then we do it again.
It's only me that's liable for my life. I eyeball the Bible, I feel alive like a well-oiled cyborg. Mind war, this is real life I can't describe. Take it from Darwin or the scripts and scribes. Paradise afterlife, who knows where the wind blows. But what I do know, life is hard and there you go. They say life's a bitch and then you marry one. From London to West Coast, let's leave the smoke and head to the sun. Shout to Cali, your homie, bang your set. Shout to all my Trini clique, raise your flag at the Fed, no less. Get down to business, step out the hater frame. Jaw going large, heart big in the paper game. But still, we'll stay the same to struggle in this music hustle. Too much chase and bustle, need the big dogs with all the muscle. Like Russell Simmons, what's he doing with his millions? Flying high like helium, sitting on billions.
This is a real life and it will only get harder. Long nights and the days get darker. Death hits like a runaway train, so we just pick ourselves up and then we do it again. In this real life, it will only get harder. Long nights and the days get darker. Death hits like a runaway train, so we just pick ourselves up and then we do it again, again.